Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Y'all know what it is. What's good? We got my boy Father Time. What's up, Time?
What up, baby boy?
What's good? Also, we got Miss Toya. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How y'all both?
Oh, we chilling. We chilling. Okay, good. Now check this out. Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something, brother. All right, y'all know tonight's the inaugural, the first ever. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to play the dating game a little bit later on in the show. We got our participants, okay? We got Miss Butter on the line. How you doing, Miss Butter?
I'm all right. And you?
I'm good. We start in tonight's show, right? You know what
yes.
We're doing tonight, right?
Yes.
All right. Tonight is the inaugural dating game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got one participant who says that they're willing to play. We got somebody new that they're willing to play. You know, we're just waiting on we're waiting to get everything a little hooked up, so probably about another 20, 25 minutes we probably get this game underway. Trying to make sure everybody get on here and everybody want to hear.
Okay.
You know, we want to have fun.
All right.
So what you thinking about, Tom, and what's on your mind tonight?
Man, I'm excited for the game, man. I am, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Okay. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I don't know. I was just asking, Miss Toy, how you feeling about the game tonight?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, this will prove to be very interesting. But
it
not.
It will.
yeah, I'm pretty sure that these people are going to come up with some very interesting answers.
For sure.
Now, before we get in the game, you know, we always got to throw a topic out there in the air. So, you know me, of course, I got to throw one out there. So now I guess my tonight's topic going to be, how many times a week do you think it's sufficient to have sex? Miss Butter.
It depends on who you with. Wait there, how you feeling?
No, 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 no.
How many times a week or how many times a day?
A day.
Okay, in a week. Okay, weekday, whatever. It don't matter. I mean, what a sufficient number for you?
Let's see. About three times, three, four times. You get it in the morning. You get it when you come home from work. And then you get it right before you go to bed. Oh, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and it's there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one, you know. Yeah.
So you saying four times a day?
At least
three.
Yeah,
you know, you go to work, you all happy. Start the day all right.
At least three.
Wake up all happy, yeah, and then you get home, you get a little rough in again, a little quick in or whatever, and then in the middle of the night you get it in again. That's three.
Yeah.
Well, you could have four, depending on who you
are. Yeah, depending on how good it was and how much
time
you had.
Yeah, doing it in the shower is great. I'm yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. We got a new call on the line. I actually got one of our participants that called in. Brother Big, what's good?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Chilling, man.
You ready to do this thing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm ready to do it, fama. Let's do it. Let's get it in.
All right. Now, you know you're going to get some questions, right?
I'm waiting on
you. You got to come up with some good ones, baby.
Nah, I mean we got a very beautiful woman that's gonna be asking all these questions now. So you can't be holding back, you can't be scared now. You gotta she wanna know the real answer. She don't want you bullshitting now. But I know my boy, I know Brother Big don't be about the bullshit, so I ain't even worried.
Whatever.
Well, let's get it in.
No doubt.
Spoken
no
like
doubt.
A cheap chump.
Now Big.
Spoken like
ask you.
A cheap chump.
Big, let me ask you something. Now, we just asked the ladies, how many times are they good for sex, right? They saying three, four times a day.
That shit.
Now in a week, I'm saying in a week, how many times is good for you in a week?
I'm with you for a week. Time a week. I'm with
I'm
you because, you know, I'd have been with women before. And ain't no woman good for three times. She claims she on that, but I just don't believe it. I haven't met one. I don't think I met one yet that can handle no three times a day.
Oh,
now, hold on, man. Now in a woman's defense, I got to come to the woman's defense. I've met some of this shit. Fuck three times, nigga. We ain't stopping. You ain't getting out the bed.
Thank you.
Text me her goddamn number.
I got you.
Nah,
my boy Big say that y'all asking for a little bit too much.
Why?
He can't handle it.
No, I'm asking for the truth. I thought we were talking about the truth.
That's the truth.
Yes, that's ain't no reason.
Now, we know. Wait a minute. We know when you get your hair done. That we ain't gonna be doing this three times a day. Shit, do we know that's some bullshit? When you get your hair done, you gotta hang it out of the bed. You gotta be tied up. I can't touch you. We know the real deal when it comes to this now. Your hair done. There's a couple of things that stop this three times a day. Now, I'm with that three times a day, if that's possible. But I know most women got a schedule that's out of this world. There's always a reason why she can't. Well, I can't do it right now. Well, we gotta do this, and I gotta do that. And, you know, I'm tired. It's always some bullshit.
That's
why
you're
always
supposed to get the hairstyles. Women supposed to get the hairstyles that they could fix back up real quick.
Right.
Get a wig.
Right. Yeah. Do something.
Right.
But you
for the situation.
But so tell me, you
was no problem.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. If you wearing a nice look, one of them little Kim wigs or something, I'm with that. You know, but I know a lot of women have a lot of excuses here. Now, y'all start off real good in relationships. We fucking every day. We call each other names out and all that good shit. Then 6 weeks go by, and now we ain't doing none of that shit. Now, you know I'm telling the truth.
I don't know nothing about all that.
I see you lying. See, I can hear it in your voice.
No, I'm serious. I don't know nothing about all that.
Hey,
so you telling me that, if if you was my old lady, that three times a day, I'm guaranteed that, right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, you miss my help, you get it fixed back.
Exactly.
No, I told them I'm going to get you one, that one wig, that little Kim, man. All right. All
right.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Guaranteed. Then,
shit. I like it, too. I mean, what? It's not just to please you. It's to please me, too. So I want to get it in just like you do.
Oh, I like that working relationship. That's the kind of shit I'm into. You know, you do your thing. I do mine. We working this shit together. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? I sweat a little bit. You sweat a lot.
You know.
That's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Okay.
You sound like a true man.
Yeah, you sound like a...
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I call myself the OG.
The one-handed quitter. I'm tired. Maybe go give me some water.
Hey, wait a minute now. I got a little Al Bundy in me, too. I'm with you on that, too.
Hey.
Now, I have my days ready. Right, that Al Bundy way. You know, I make a couple grunts, and that's it, baby. That's the wrap. Turn the TV on. Hit the sports channel, right?
Hey.
Well, you got to expect that from a man. Because, see, you know in reality what a man does. See, I give you my superstar performance, you know, when I first meet you. You know, I give you that superstar, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I give you that performance. Now, you know, I get, after 4 or 5 months knowing you, that performance becomes, you know, it gets a little slower. Now, look, woo! Okay, did you get yours? No? Okay, well, let me scratch me in for tomorrow, look. Put me down. I'm going to finish you off tomorrow.
Fuck you. I'm going
to put you off. Oh, no. Pimp, this head ain't so. That ain't so bad.
Hey, look, man. Once you know him. Now, once you know him for so long, man, you can't. A lot of men, I don't know a man to keep. You can't perform every time till you're 100%.
Whoa. Hold on, big. Hold on now.
Here you go, you stupid nigga. Stupid nigga.
That's why you have to be able to lay back and she performs.
We're going to pull a bomb down on him.
Ain't it?
Hey, I'm sorry, baby, but when I finish, I make him holler. Every time, baby. I'm sorry, man. I'm big. I'm hung low. Now you been. I'm telling you, big. I do what I do, man.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. If you can perform every time, now we talking about every time. That's tired or back so sick. Then you're a better man than I. Because sometimes I'm just in it to win, dog. I'm just in it to win. I don't take
what,
no loss.
I tell y'all what, man. 2-3 times a day, that's cool as long as the playoffs ain't on. You know what I mean? Because if Kobe playing, I don't want to be disturbed.
I'm sorry. I will catch you on SportsCenter.
I don't have time to give it to you. What are you talking about?
There you go.
I'll catch it on SportsCenter, man. I'm sorry.
You know.
Is right?
No, all you got to do for all the time.
3 times a day is not realistic. Not every single day.
That's not realistic.
Every single day. That is not realistic.
Maybe not in your world.
Y'all don't know nobody that's doing that.
You said what?
That's not realistic.
Well, Brother K, you must drink plenty of water.
Every day? Come on.
What's wrong with that?
Nobody.
My ex-mother asked me, said, how many times y'all do it? I said 3 or 4 times, and before I can get a day out, she was like, oh, that's good. And when I said a day, she said, girl, you're supposed to let them use it, not abuse it. I said, no, I ain't letting them abuse it. I want it just as much as he do. But
there you go.
Wait a minute. Y'all didn't tell me the whole question. Do we have jobs in doing this all day long?
Yeah.
Or are we just two people at home?
No, I just said we do it before you go
wake
to work.
Wake up in the morning and get that first nut out the way. Ooh.
Well, you're going to have to text me. This is some real shit here. Because I ain't met a woman yet that could do some shit in the morning and lunchtime in the afternoon, and you wake up in the middle of the night, shit. I got a killer, bitch. Aww. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, we big. You know what? We going out, man.
Wow.
We going out.
Hey,
I'm going to show you a night on the town, man. I'm going to show you.
That's horrible.
Well, I ain't never met a woman like that.
I feel like sitting on a baby card.
Right, poor baby.
But, I mean, y'all are talking. I'm talking about real talk now. I'm talking about real talk.
Ain't no fake talk. What you mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
yeah,
I must
get infused
there. Hold on, people. We got somebody new. Oh, Lord. We got somebody. You made me lose train of thought. We got somebody new online. Who is it, Janine?
Yes.
Janine. I know we on your topic. I got to ask.
Topic.
How many times a day do you feel sufficient?
Sufficient what? With sex?
Yes, sex.
Yeah.
How many times a day? How many times can we do it in a day? That's how many times.
Wow. Okay.
You got a lot of Wonder Woman's on this show.
Now, hold on, Silas. I know we're not going to sit there and we're not going out like that, right? We got that stamina to do that, Tama, big. We got that stamina, right?
Nah, you last man standing, literally, bro.
Hey, Cass, hey, like I said, I'm good for a 6-round fight, man, but y'all talking about taking it 12 rounds, man. Damn.
Gonna
do
the
vitamins they sell in the gas station. Oh, no, not those
all nighters. What, the blue pills?
The blue pills, girl.
Yes, we know about them blue pills.
The pills.
Man, they trying to put y'all in the blue man group, dog. Come on.
Oh no, we can't have. I just say I couldn't do it no 5 times a day. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm not gonna tell no lie like that.
What up, man?
I know you got my back on this, man.
I think it's unrealistic, man. I'm sorry. I just, wow.
I
mean, you cannot you can't have sex 3-4 times a day every single day.
Yes,
maybe once or twice a week.
Okay.
A week. But y'all do it every single day.
Are you serious? Y'all be everybody. If I'm only getting it once or twice a day, you telling me?
That one, you like 75, 60.
Right.
Well, you know what, baby? You would have to switch up. You would have to bring a blue wig in, a blonde, and a green wig. I mean, if I get used to it, I can't get that same excitement. That way, that's what's up here.
That's what I would need.
I mean, you would have to be Lil' Kim and then be Vanessa Williams. It has to switch me up because, you know, it's like eating stuff. If you get used to eating something, it's just the same, babe. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
fast,
too. That's fast, too. I get my wigs.
Oh, well, I ain't got no problem with that. You get the wig.
I change it up. I'll be whoever you want me to be, as long as you get it up.
Right.
Right. Hey, long as you help me out, and I'm good then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm gonna help you.
But that sounds like a comment from a man that can't be faithful.
Damn, who told you?
You did.
See, wait a minute, Cass. Somebody put my business out there, man. That's how.
Hey, man.
If somebody put a text out on me, what kind of shit is this?
Hey, man, I ain't said nothing. Your secret is safe with me, brother. Your secret is safe with me. What me?
Lord have mercy.
Realistically speaking, man, I know you can really, if it had to come down to it and you and your old lady going through the motions and all that, and she say, "I want some more." I know, you know. Of course, we all got to take that in the mission. You know, we us as men, we got to take that in the mission. You know, get that drink of water. You know, get that walk, that stretch. You know, that walk, that naked walk to the bathroom. Like, yeah, I just beat that pussy up. You know what I'm saying? And after that, we ready to go again. Ain't that right, Big?
Oh, I'm with you on that. But we can't do it every day like that.
Every day. I'm going to give you a T-shirt. Today is not your day. Maybe tomorrow.
Right. Look, wait a minute. I don't mind taking a pat on the back. Look, hey, better luck tomorrow. I'm with that.
Don't you tell nobody else that.
Amen.
Because y'all ain't realistic. You know, I know women. And they talking a good game right now. Now one of us going to have sex every... I guarantee your man right now is begging. Look, come on, baby. Let's go. I'm tired. I was with the kids all day. I can hear the bullshit.
Right.
I can hear y'all telling me some bullshit. I know.
I'll be quiet if the kids here. I just close my mouth.
There you go.
Bite the pillow or something.
Exactly.
Amen.
Had me up at 4 o'clock in the morning waiting on little Junior to go to sleep. Shit.
That's no.
That's when you close the door, you tell them, hey, shh, shh, shh. You're with the kids right there.
Say it. Well, you know what? I'm like that. I like that song when my man Trey Songz said, I want the neighbors to know my name. I like a screaming woman.
Yeah,
that is like me. I might fuck all night if I can hear that old crazy screaming shit.
That's what I'm saying, dog. When that adrenaline gets the pumping, dog, you can't tell me. You can't tell me you can't hit it all night, man. You see screaming,
oh, yeah,
grabbing
that.
You and clawing. I mean,
screaming and shit. Whoa. You got to twist it. We talking about every single day. That's a hard one.
If you screaming my name out, making me feel like I'm Superman every single day, yes, I'm going to hit it.
Four times a day.
That ass must be taking P.O. shit.
Look at my ego.
That ass on some P.O. shit.
That's not going to happen.
No, Gaz is a bad motherfucker.
Gaz on some kind of damn P.O. You on them Superman shit.
Just a rip it.
Just
give me here, rip it. No, good to go, dog.
But tell me, I want to know from the ladies. Now, this got to be true. If we had sex every day, would you get bored? I mean, is it a way that we would bore each other after, you know, 3 months of nonstop doing it? We talking about we done it every way we could on the table, the kitchen, the basement, fucking in the garage, at the kids' school. I mean. When we get tired of each other, we just did it that much.
The only way I feel like you can get bored with somebody is if you don't have feelings behind that sex.
Damn. Man, I guess you're right.
Man, I got to agree with that one.
I guess so. You're talking about if you're in a relationship.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right, I mean, not just straight fucking, right?
Right. No, I mean, I'm talking about somebody you're seeing on a regular basis.
Oh.
If y'all fucking 4 times a day, y'all living together.
Basically.
Damn right, shit. Fuck it. Somebody paying a car note, shit.
Amen.
Somebody bills getting paid.
Well.
That's why I ain't fucking all day, look. I ain't paying shit.
Okay, on that note, I feel you on that one, Big. I got to say, I feel that point. I feel that point you just made. But now let me ask y'all. So what happens when you're dealing with that person who that you might just have this tremendous crush on? I mean, you know, this person you just felt like was that's your significant other, and they just, I mean, your sex drive is just higher than theirs. I mean, how do you tolerate that? Wait a minute, before anybody answer the question. We got my man Jimmy. Jimmy, what's good?
What's going on with you?
Not much. Just had knowledge you was on the phone, man.
I'm here. I called a traffic jam a little while ago. That's why I'm late. I'm here.
No, ain't no thing. But nah, I'm going to get back to this question I asked. And I'm going to start with Butter. Butter, how do you cope with it if your sex drive is stronger than his?
I'm going to get him some vitamins.
I mean, no. He can't get it up. It's just he don't believe in having sex the way you do.
Okay.
That's what Bob is for.
Okay. Well, I do have my own, you know, hand. I can take care of myself if he can't. But you know, he knew from if we're having sex, he knows what I like and what, you know.
Okay, well, hold on. We got somebody new on the line. Caller, hey, how you doing? Caller?
Okay. They got scared.
Yeah.
You say what?
The caller got scared.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, they might be having sex.
What the fuck that is? They pressed the one button by accident.
Hey,
bye.
It's on the show.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm gonna go with Janine. Janine, how do you cope with that?
By getting with someone that has the same sex drive as me. Because if that's the case, we're not compatible. You know, I could love you to death, but sex is an important part of a relationship, and if we're not on the same level, it's not going to work. Because you're always going to have that feeling or drive to go somewhere else.
That's true.
Let me ask the fellas, if it's vice versa, what do you do, Tama? If your sex drive higher than hers, what do you do?
I would let her know, man. I'd tell her. I would ask her, you know, you need to break me off a little bit more.
So, I mean, what is she just saying? What is she saying? Okay, I just can't get into sex like you do.
Then I would have to do something that I hate to do, and that's agree with Janine again.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder we having all these motherfucking thunderstorms. These are too motherfucking hot.
Right. Oh, my
goodness.
Well,
you
need to
see
how
that's 2 days straight. Y'all two been,
agreed.
Y'all done agreed.
I know.
I mean, wow. Okay. Well, check this out, y'all. We're going to hear the little song. And when we come back from the song, hey, let the dating game begin. Y'all game?
All right.
Well, stay there. I got a surprise for you. I'm all over. Suddenly I feel like I wanna break loose. Jump in my six and come and see you. Girl, I'm gonna do something that's brand new. And I got a kinky surprise for you. So girl, get ready, cause I'm on my way. Put your sexy body in some day. And if you feel me, let me know it right now. Baby, this is how it's all going down. There'll be three knocks at the door, my baby. A trench coat in the floor, my baby. Sit back in the chair, my baby. Cause I'm about to go there, my baby. And get your body real open, baby. And do what you've been hoping, baby. My babe, and if you won't just leave the door unlocked, I'll be creeping in about 12 o'clock. So turn the telephones off, my babe. No interruptions while I'm driving you crazy. Girl, I want you to know tonight is yours. Starting the bed and in the pool.
All right. Good people, check this out. We back, and y'all know what time it is. Time for the dating game, folks. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now we got our participants. We got Stephanie. Are you here? You're here, right?
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm all right. That's a good thing. Now, Stephanie, we
yes.
scoured the face of the planet. We went in every corner of the world, and we found two brothers for you. Out of like we went through like 1,000 applicants, and these were the two dudes that we got for you. We got Mr. Biggs for you. Mr. Biggs, you want to speak to Miss Stephanie?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
All right. And we got my main man, Black Neck Jimmy.
What's happening?
Hello, Black Neck Jimmy. And what's the other one name? And you
Mr.
say you've been all around?
I work.
Okay.
Well, sweetheart, right. You can just call me women. You can call me Tony, sweetheart.
Tony, okay. All right. Tony, they're breaking it down for you. All right, now, check it out. These are the rules, fellas. The young lady's going to ask you guys a series of questions. We're going to go one at a time. We're going to start with Jimmy. We're going to start with Jimmy. Jimmy's going to go first. She's going to ask y'all some questions, and she wants y'all to give her some straight, honest answers. And then, before the end of the show, she's going to pick one of you guys. We're going to put you guys in a private room. Y'all can exchange numbers. And then next week, we want y'all to let us know how the date went. Cool? That cool with everybody?
Okay, cool.
Roger
cool
that. With everybody?
Don't Roger hit. That.
Jimmy, you good?
I'm good. I'm
all
good.
Right. All right, let's do it, Miss Stephanie. Ask Mr. Jimmy your first question.
Okay, Mr. Jimmy. Okay, on the first date, would you? Wait a minute. On the first On the first date, what would you say or do to let me know that you are interested in me?
Let's see. Well, first I ask you out, you know, say you go out, and I ask you if you want to go. You know, because it's all about you. I'm trying to get to know you, so I want to know where you want to go. We'll go wherever you want to go. We'll talk. We'll have a good time. And then I just thought I'd ask you.
Okay.
So do you think you're interested in a second date?
Okay.
That's a good role.
Okay. All right.
Same.
Good answer.
Same
all
question
right.
to you, Tony.
Okay. Women, say it again for me. I'm out here in a storm, so say the
okay.
question again.
On the first date, what would you say or do to let me know that you are interested in me?
What would I say or do?
Or do, yes.
Say or do. Well, you know, if we're going out on a date, that means we have been talking maybe, and you know we'd had conversations. So I probably would pick something that you would like to do, you know if you would like to go to the show or a movie or something like that, or go out to eat, we'll do that. And then I'll tell you a little something about me and how I get down, and I'm sure you'll tell me something about you, and hoping we can get a second date after that.
Okay.
Good answer.
Good answer. Both of y'all, good answers. Y'all ready for the second question?
Yeah. Hit me with.
Okay. Mr. Tony, I believe I'd love for you to answer first since Jimmy went first last time. But, okay, if we was going out, do you expect for me to pay for dinner or drinks?
Oh, no. I'm an old school OG, you know. If I take any lady out, I'm going to pay because I'm taking you out. Now,
okay.
If you ask me to go out with you, I might you know what I'm saying, you might have to pay then, you know, depending on who asked who first, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool.
Right.
All right, are you done? I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, he was done.
Hello?
He was done.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay, Mr. Jimmy. Well, first of all, I think it's kind of sleazy for a guy to ask you about to pay for his drinks anyway. Y'all out on the bench. That's kind of fucked up. Yeah. You know, I call that a tramp. He don't seem to really.
Well, we have some out here, so.
I agree, but that's somebody that you should be like, okay, hey, this is our first and last date, so. I thought about getting this beer. You better take your ass on home. So, you know, as you see, I'm all about paying if that's what we're going to roll.
Oh, okay.
If I invite you out, I'm paying.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Jimmy, that's a good answer, both of y'all. Mr. Jimmy, what's your best pickup line?
Wow. Man, you've been over so long. Sheesh. I've been hanging out a club where you've been drunk for so long. I haven't used it. I don't know.
You, Mr. Jimmy.
Can I help him out real quick?
Right here.
Call me daddy.
I might get you there.
Mr. Jimmy, we're waiting on your answer, sir.
I know. I'm thinking. Why don't you come back to me? Let me think a little while.
Okay, Mr. Tony.
Okay, you said, what's my best pickup line?
Best pickup line, yes.
So if I seen you somewhere, right, and my best pickup line,
and
I just
we
walk
didn't
up
know
to
each
you,
other.
And we didn't know each other. I just walk up to you, and I'd be like, excuse me, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? And I ask you your name and woo-woo, and I tell you my name is Tony Big, and there it is. That's the line. I come off to you just like I know you.
I just come at you like I know you already. Okay, I like that. That's cool. Okay, Mr. Jimmy, you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you very much. Well, you know what? I'll come to you like, hey, can I buy that drink for you? But only if you sit down and talk to me and let me get to know you a little better. I'm not asking for anything in return. You know what I'm saying? We'll just sit down and talk.
Okay. That's a good answer. All right, then. The next question is, if you spend money on the first date, do you or will you expect sex?
On the first?
Which one you want to ask that? Go ahead, Mr. Jimmy.
Would I expect sex on the first date? No.
Yeah, if you spend money on the first day.
No. I leave it up to her. Now, after the fourth or fifth, something's got to happen. You know, we can't keep doing this.
Cool. All right, Mr. Tony.
Well, I'm gonna give you my real.
I'm gonna give you
my real thought on that.
Okay.
Now this is real talk. It depends on how much money we're talking about. We're spending now. Now we went on the first day. We had a regular day, right? Just say a regular. Which, you know, I took y'all, we went to the show. We went to the show and the movies and stuff. I don't expect nothing. Right?
Okay.
But if I took you, you know, we done went from here to New York and back and flew planes and we done hoteled it and I might be looking for something now. I done spent $10,000 now. Now I got to get something in return for real.
Oh,
you know, but I'm
talking
about spending stacks though. We done had a super night, not a regular just day, a super day. Well, shit, you know, where the bells and shit rang and all kind of shit, balloons fell out your ass. And I'm talking about real good shit.
Okay, let
me jump in there for one hot second. Mr. Biggs,
if you spend $10,000
on the first date, if you're spending 10 G's on the first date, I'm single.
Yeah. Like, well, you never know what happened, man. Damn.
out. But you never know what happened. I'll tell you how good you're feeling, man.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's move on. Move on to your next question.
On first date, oh, will you marry me? No, I'm just
See what I'm talking about?
I'm just playing, though. I'm just playing. But who would do that, though? But, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, just
wow.
Next
all right,
one.
Let's go to the next one.
Okay,
next question,
Mr.
Please.
Tony. Mr. Tony,
yeah.
What's
that's
your
me.
Favorite sexual position and why?
My favorite sexual position, I'm going to tell you, I like a woman to ride me but turn backwards, right?
Okay.
Somehow I like a right, I want her to ride me, but I want to turn, I want her ass facing my face.
Okay, so that's why. You
because
like those,
somebody,
that scenery, huh?
Right. That's somebody that just turned me on, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to grab her by the back of her head and that little Kim wig and shit.
Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
Big Daddy, don't stop.
Wait a minute. How the hell did I get
Big
my
Daddy
tape over there?
Stop.
How the fuck can I get my tape? This is some bullshit.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. B. I mean... Mr. Jimmy. Go ahead, Mr. Jimmy.
I ain't going to lie to you. My favorite position is 69, because everybody gets satisfied in that one at one time.
Oh, okay. Cool. So
one
that's
stop.
Your reason why, because everybody gets satisfied, right?
That's right. One-stop shopping.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Jimmy.
Okay, what's up?
Next question. Oh, Lord. After, Mr. Jimmy, this is your question. You answer first. After sex, do you like to spoon or roll over and go to sleep?
That's a trick question. It all depends on how heavy it was.
Okay,
if it was hot and heavy enough, we both just going to turn over and go to sleep because that's all we can do at that point in time.
That's true.
If it was an intimate encounter, you know, we were just, you know, having intimate, you know, good but not hardcore sex, then I'm all for spooning and hugging together. That could lead to round two, and that could turn to a hot and heavy, the hot and heavy one that we were looking for in the first place. So.
Oh, okay, Mr. Tommy, your turn.
Once again, I'm gonna give you the realest answer, and I ain't gonna give you that old cute stuff, that spooning and holding hands and shit. I would be lying.
I'm gonna
motherfucker like me gonna we gonna have that fun shit and kill each other, tear the wall, paint off the wall, and all that good shit. And then I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna pass out because I've been performing all I can give you, baby.
So no spooning, no pillow time, no nothing. Just lay over and go to sleep, huh?
Well, we done did all the talking. We let the bed do the talking. We done did all our talking, and we done said what we going to say to each other. I'm tearing your panties off. We tearing paint off the wall. We done our thing. Ain't nothing else to talk about. The rest of the shit is self-explanatory.
Okay. All right, good answer, both of y'all. Mr. Tony, how important is sex in a relationship and why?
Well, you know, in a good relationship, it got to be 80%. And the only reason why I say that, cause I'm going to say 80%, because we got to stay connected, right? And being young folks like we are, the strongest thing we got in a relationship is our sex. And if we connected, you know, sexually, then we're a perfect match. We're a match made in heaven. But if the 20 and 80 is the other way around, then we fucked.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If we sitting that naked and we looking at each other, we done fucked up.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jerry.
Yeah.
I think it's about 60-40. Actually, sixty percent, you know, important, you know, in a relationship, because you still gotta have that love somewhere in there. You just can't be out there just. So if that's the case, you can go out and get that from anybody. You can go get sex anywhere. So
well,
you gotta have a strong, you know, some type of strong bond, but, you know, sex is still sex, and it does play a big part in the relationship, too. So that's why I say it's about 60-40.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Mr. Jimmy, last question. What makes you different from other guys?
My brutal honesty.
You say
brutally
honest. Okay.
Yeah, I'm brutally honest. I'm a pretty no holds barred person. A lot of folks in this phone know me, so they can tell you the truth. I'm brutally honest, but I'm fair.
Okay. All right, Mr. Tony.
Now, wait a minute. Give me the question back to me again. I'm sorry, I was distracted. I'm looking for a NIPCO truck.
Oh, what makes you different from other guys?
What makes me different from other guys, you know, and, you know, I don't like to brag, but I am a special type person. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cut above the rest, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a truthful person. I'm the realest person you can hang with. I tell it like it is. I'm a family man. You know, I take care of the kids. You know, I go to work. I mean, I'm what they call a total package. Once you go big, you can't go nowhere else. You fuck. You leave big, your life ruined. You know what I'm saying? That's just the type of person I am. That's real tough.
All right. You got anything else for him, Stephanie?
Okay. No, that's it.
You sure? Okay, well, hold on. I'm finna give you that opportunity right now. I'm gonna give both of y'all one opportunity to ask her one question.
What?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I just wanna know, go ahead. I'm getting to it. I wanna know, what is your favorite sex position?
Mine? I like to ride. Yes, I like to ride. I like to be on top. I like, okay. And why? Because I like to be in control. So I figure if I'm on top, I'm in control.
Oh, fuck, Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, fuck, Big Daddy, don't stop.
Wow. It's rough on this kitty.
All right. Mr. Tony, you got a question for Stephanie?
Yeah, man, I hope they come before the fucking night over with.
What you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about NIPCO. I'm sorry.
About again?
Yeah, man, I'm over here in the fucking dark.
Again?
Yeah, keep the lights out again. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. But
yeah,
no, man, but back to your question. What you say?
You got a question for her.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the question I have for her, and it's not one of those sexual questions, it's my own fantasy question. Do you like a broom, or a vacuum?
Huh?
Yeah, it's our question. A broom or a vacuum?
A vacuum.
See, I told you, that's what I'm talking about. See, that answered the question for me.
Okay.
That's all I need, yeah.
Okay.
Miss Stephanie,
yes.
we're gonna give you a couple of minutes to decide on who you want to go out on a date with. Okay. So now we're gonna get back to the show. And in about 10 minutes, I'm gonna ask you who you want to go out with, and we're gonna put y'all in a little private room and y'all get your talk on. How about that? Everybody
all
cool
right.
With that?
Hello?
All right.
Everybody? Okay.
Everybody
good.
Cool with that? Fellas, y'all cool with that?
Yeah. I'm all for it.
I am. Yeah, I am.
Roger that.
All right. All right. When you made up your mind, you just let us know. Now, back to the show.
Okay. Inaugural successful day. First time with the dating game. Sounds good to me. What you think?
Hey.
Let me let some of these people chime in, man. Hey, what everybody think of the dating game so far?
I think it was a successful night.
I had a good time.
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, I'm okay. All everything sounds good. Janine, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What do you think so far?
Yeah, I liked it. It went well. Okay. I can't wait for it to be my turn.
Oh, there we go.
I got a new call in line. Money Man, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's good, man?
What's up with it?
Not much. Hey, well, check this out. Listening to y'all in this dating game thing. I mean, it did make me wonder, which is better, good conversation or good sex? Which one do you prefer?
I might have to say good sex.
Good sex. Okay. Well, that ain't nothing wrong with that, Janine.
I concur.
And we need.
What about you? What about you, Roberta?
I have to also concur.
Okay. Mama Toya, what you at on that?
Well, some good conversation that leads to some good sex.
Now, you can't have both there. We ain't giving up both.
Whatever, hell.
I knew they was going to say that, but that's why I just had to go ahead and say.
Nah, baby, that's me right here, right now. You talk to me real good first. Everything get better from there.
Mm. All right, Tommy, what you think?
I agree with Miss Toy.
Damn it.
Damn! You got an agree. I ain't agree with Janine this time.
Hey, back to you. Yeah, they back. All right, so now y'all do know we give everybody a time. We give everybody a time. Anything they want to air out, anything they got to say, anything, any comments they want to make, y'all know y'all welcome to it. Okay, we're going to start with, Stephanie, you new to the show, so we're going to start with you. Any comments, any questions, anything you want to say?
Who you say, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't have any comments or none.
You got that answer yet?
Do I have an answer? Who's that answer for that answer?
Well, hold on, we gonna give it a little bit more time, man. We gotta give it a little bit more time. We gotta let the suspense build up, man. I mean, we want to know, but we gotta wait. Right, Stephanie, take your time, baby.
Right.
Take your time.
Right.
Okay, well, Janine, what about you? Any questions, comments, anything you want to put out there today? You know, this is Intimate Encounters, so lay it out.
Well, I have a question. I don't understand why people have problems with people who walk around in their home naked with their windows and blinds open. What is wrong? Can somebody please explain to me what's wrong with that?
I want to know the same thing.
That the
windows and blinds open?
I don't know what's wrong with that.
You got your windows and blinds open, right?
Yes.
You might as well be walking down the street, butt nigga. You letting everybody see?
I'm in my house where I pay rent, a mortgage, and I should be able to do whatever I want to in this house. I am not outside.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm walking
there
down
shouldn't be
the street,
no
your son.
What you say? I hear you.
If I got my 12 or 13-year-old son,
mm-hmm.
Walk through the house butt ass naked. I don't think that's cool. I mean, at least close the curtains.
Well, if I got my 12 or 13-year-old son, hey, look, boy, look at that there, boy. Look at that. Right? I'm joking.
Yeah, that's
what do you think about
I don't
that,
know how
Jimmy.
Anybody else feel about that.
Yeah, but you think that's a problem if a woman walk around and I mean, I guess for that matter, you mean whether a woman or a man, right, Janine?
Huh?
I said you saying whether it's a woman or a man, right?
Yeah, either or. You in your house.
Okay,
you know
what you think about that, Jimmy?
Well, I ain't got a problem with it. It is what it is. And let me know next time your windows are open, and I'll come by and look in the window, too.
You're going to be like, God damn, this car just mysteriously keeps driving by every 3 minutes. I mean, he's timing it. What about you, Joy? You think you should be able to walk around the way you want to in your own house?
Okay,
man, I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback somewhere.
All right, what about you, Tony?
Well, you know, it depends on how old these people is. I'm looking in the windows at and all that shit. I don't want to see nobody 90 years old naked. You know, I don't want to see my grandma running around naked. I mean, if you 21 and you're looking good, yeah, I watch you naked. But if you 79 and your titty hanging and you stepping on it, hell no, I don't want to see that. I'm gonna buy you a curtain. I mean, shit. I'm gonna buy you some damn curtains then, shit.
Well, I guess there you have it. I guess it all depends on how you look.
I concur.
Okay, there we go. As a man, we all say it all depends how you look. If you're hot, keep walking. If you're looking like Granny Clampy, close them motherfuckers up.
I got a question. I got a question for everybody.
Oh yeah.
How many people believe in love at first sight? Do you still think that exists? Does it still happen?
I do.
Okay, let's go down the line.
Okay, we're gonna start with Toy. Toy.
Yeah.
Okay. Bada, what about you?
No.
No? Okay. Big? You say what now, Bada?
I think it's lust at first sight. I believe that. But not love.
Okay. All right. What about you, Big? Big about to fight the mystical man, so he probably ain't paying attention right now. All right, Stephanie, what about you? You believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, I believe love, but it used to be strong back in the days, but I think still that a little bit this day. But I do believe in love at first sight.
Okay, that's cool. Jimmy, what about you, man?
Yeah, I do. I believe it. Yeah, but there's also lust at first sight, too. So it's kind of a two-way street. Yeah, you got to differentiate between love and lust at first sight, I guess.
All right. Money Man, what about you?
Say, man, I'm gonna have to say yeah.
Okay. Janine?
I actually believe in love at first sight, yes.
Wow.
Okay. That was pretty cool. I'll round it off by saying, yeah, I believe in love at first sight also.
Not you. Damn, I didn't give my answer.
Wow.
Okay, I guess it's my question. Wait.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Tom. What you mean, not me? I'm human.
I didn't say not you. I say I didn't get a chance to give an answer.
No, I'm not talking to you. That's that damn Jimmy. I know who it was. Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, no, we got somebody new to the line. What's going on?
Hey. Huh?
What's going on, Felicia?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I just came over some shows without Felicia.
You thought I wasn't going to show up, huh?
Yes, I did. I was praying.
Whatever.
I thought it was too hot in Mexico.
Whatever.
Oh, man, he heard two telephone lines or something. Nah, I'm just playing. How you
doing? What'd
you say? Nothing. I didn't say nothing, Ma.
Hey, what's going on, Felicia? The question on the table right now is, do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
I say yeah.
Wow.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much everybody other than mother believes in love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that's a good thing. I got one more for y'all. One more before we get up out of here. What do y'all consider romantic? What's one thing a man can do that makes you believe that he's a romantic man, and vice versa for the fellas?
Okay, well, we're gonna start with Felicia since she's the last one to get on the show. Well, what's your answer, Felicia?
Rub my feet.
Romantic?
Yeah, that's romantic. That is very romantic.
Really? You ain't seen my feet.
Okay.
Janae, what's one of the most romantic things a man can do?
Oh, God. Well, no. Now, come back to me.
Okay. Money. Well, what's one of the most romantic things a woman can do to you?
I should have been eating on it.
Oh, most romantic thing a woman can do to me? I don't
remember. Hello?
You want us to come back to you?
You're not getting out tonight. We're still working, okay?
All right, we're gonna go to Jimmy then. Jimmy, what's one of the most romantic things a woman can do to you?
Hell, have rough, hardcore sex. That is the most romantic thing you can do.
Good answer.
I ain't complicated.
Okay. Stephanie, we're going to go to you. What's the most romantic thing a man can do to you?
Hardcore sex.
Stephanie, that's you?
Wow.
Stephanie still with us. Okay, I guess Stephanie. Huh?
I think she's still here.
Yeah, I see. I hope she's still here. She gave us no answer. Maybe she put the phone down. Big, what's up, man?
I used to wait on Nipsco.
Yeah, Big still fighting Nipsco. Bada.
Yeah.
The most romantic thing a man can do.
The most romantic thing a man can do is probably set me up for like a relaxing evening to myself. Take care of the household and let me just relax.
That should be like every day. That ain't romantic.
What? What?
I don't know. Somebody screamed when you said that. They felt like hell no.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Toy, what's the most romantic thing a man can do to you?
Pay a motherfucking bill.
Damn.
Okay, goddamn. Tom, what's the most romantic thing a woman could do to you?
Goddamn.
Yo, what?
Tama? Okay, Tama, hey, he's still thinking too.
Camera?
I don't know.
You know, responses to the carpet.
Okay, Stephanie, you back with us?
Yeah.
Okay, now the question goes to you. What is the most romantic thing a man can do to you?
I say rub my back, give me a good massage, a full body massage.
Well, I mean, everybody.
With a happy ending?
Huh? With a happy ending.
With a happy ending. Goddamn. Okay, well, check this out, y'all. I guess we're gonna go to a song. Then we come back. Hopefully, maybe. Stephanie have an answer.
I'm so confused.
Y'all think?
They said when there's a fireplace, they want to ask about it.
Come to school, Greg.
Hell, yo, yo. I guess we back. Yeah, we back, y'all. Everybody, we back. We back. Miss Stephanie, you here with us?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, how you came to a decision yet?
Yeah, my decision is.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me give you the drum roll.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to love the short at the same time. Hang tight for 1 second. Okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Now, who'd you pick?
Tony.
Oh, okay. Tony it is. Okay, that's cool. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, that was sad. Oh well, I'll take my loss.
Yeah, okay, but nah. You know, Jimmy, we don't want you to go away with nothing. So, what we gonna do is this. No door prizes.
Door prizes?
That's deep. What I was going to tell you is that next week we wanted to let you come back on the show, and we have two girls for you.
All right, I go for that.
There you go, brother.
Okay.
That's cool.
Gotta work.
All right. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. We're going to accommodate you. Now, what we can do, huh?
Go ahead.
Stephanie, Big's in the middle of having a conversation with the NIPSCO people.
I'm scrapping with somebody else, so I got to go.
Okay.
All
right. All right, man. You be easy.
All right.
Mr. Big, you back?
I'm back, man. I had to get my charger.
Okay. Congratulations, brother. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you and I'm going to put Stephanie in the private room so y'all get to conversate for a second. That's cool? That's cool with you, Stephanie?
That's cool.
Okay, that's cool with you, Biggs?
Notorious.
Okay. Good luck. All right, people. So now we done made our very first love connection. What's up? Anybody else game to play?
Anybody want to volunteer for next week?
I hear you huffing, Janine. I hear you huffing.
What?
I'm just wondering what y'all about. Anybody willing to volunteer? We got my man Jimmy. He didn't win today, but next week we're trying to find two ladies that'd be interested in going. You know, playing for you know to meet Jimmy. Any volunteers?
Alicia?
You thirsty?
Just let it drop.
Okay, now what was all that about?
I needed to get it some drink of water. That's all.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever the case may be, Tommy, what's good, baby?
Shit, I can't call it, man.
Go ahead.
If he wants to volunteer for next week, that's fine.
All right, well, don't worry. We'll find two women. Toya, what's up, baby?
Man, I'm here. I enjoyed the show. It was real, real good. I like the dating game. That's really nice.
Okay, well, the show ain't over, baby. Party ain't over yet. We still got time left. Party ain't over. So, and okay. You say what? Hey,
I say, don't forget about those t-shirts, y'all, on SimCity69.me.com.
Yeah, y'all do know we got a couple of slots left. So what we gonna do is whoever send the sexiest picture in, hey, we gonna put you on the shirt.
All you gotta do is log on to SimCity69.me.com and look at the top of the list, and you'll see something that says Cafe Pass on it. That's where everything is located.
I saw that. I just saw that. I was wondering what that was all about.
What I was laughing about.
Who the hell was that?
Was that Felicia? Is Felicia still here?
Nah, she's not there no longer. I don't know.
It wasn't me.
I mean, it don't matter.
Check your shirts out, man. You get shirts, you get baby bibs, aprons, cups, hats, whatever. It's all there. You can use your own design, or you can use one that we got on there. It's all gravy, baby.
So I can put a new picture on there and put it on my shirt?
Yep. Yes, you can. All you got to do is send us a picture.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a new picture.
I mean, all you got to do is upload the picture on CSC, and we'll use that picture that you put on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take a new picture.
We're looking for the sexiest pictures. Mm-hmm. Hey, what you mumbling, girl? What you mumbling?
Huh?
Hey, what you mumbling? What you mumbling?
So you know my picture going to be sexy.
Okay. What are we talking about? Get it in, then.
Now, you know you gave us permission to use that other picture, right?
Yes, you told me yesterday.
All right, you know you got the archive now. Just want to let you know that might be a big deal. So just to let you know it is archive. You gave us permission.
Send y'all a bunch of pictures. Y'all gonna make a calendar.
See, hey, that's the next. Hey, what you think? I'm a lawyer. What y'all think? Y'all think we can make a calendar?
I'll put that shit together. I'll put it together. I ain't got no problem putting it together. Give me 12 pictures,
right,
and I'll run with it.
Right. Not only is he the producer, he's our chief editor also.
I do it all, man.
The man wears many hats. All right, Butter, what you gonna put on now? I know you bucking. I know you, Miss Butter, want to have a picture on the T-shirt.
I just posted a picture, but I didn't put it in. I didn't put it in the cafe thing, but it's nothing. It's nothing too big.
No, you can't put it in the cafe. You have to put it on the you know, you post photos. If you want that picture to be used, just use this one, and we'll use that one for you. You know, when you put the photo on there, you can make a little caption.
I might have already had it on there. See, I thought I took it off. That's why I put it back on there.
And you got to make sure you put use this one on there so we'll know which one you want.
Okay.
And we'll put it on there. All you got to do is go to cafe and order it, and it's yours.
Okay.
Hats, mugs, aprons, baby bibs. Not at all. Sin City, baby. That's what we do.
Keep laughing.
That's what we do. Worldwide.
I don't know who that is.
We're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we can do is make it happen. We get big and bigger every week. Y'all check out our new pick. Got the whole gang on there.
All right, now, so check this out. Now I'm going to ask, and I don't know why I'm asking, but once again, you know when the show over, you know where we go. Go to the chat room. Boy, if y'all people have me sitting up at this chat room waiting on y'all again, just tell me you ain't coming. Just tell me you ain't coming.
I mean, okay.
I'm excluding you, Butter. Yes, but okay. Butter's faithful in the chat room. Butter, boy, y'all some little people, ain't y'all? Yeah, Janina here talking about, that Butter talking about. So I mean, like I said, we try to get this little thing off the ground. I mean, I guess it's about time to get ready to wrap this up in a minute. So we're gonna go down the scroll and have any last words, Miss Toya. Last words.
The show was, you know what? So good. You
said your last words a little bit too early. I'm sorry.
I know. My fault. I was into it. I lost track of time and shit.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, butter, any last words?
I got Bob next week. I need to get Bob off my mind.
Bob?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say, baby. Ms. Butter, any last words?
I enjoyed this the first night of the dating game. I can't wait for many more dating games to arrive.
Because
I'm being one
okay.
of
them. All right, that's cool. Okay, now I got to ask this person from this 763 area code. Now, they impress one and they listen to the show. Are you going to say anything? You just going to just keep quiet, huh?
It was a good show. It was pretty good.
Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you. And your name is?
You can call me Lady T.
Lady T. Okay, let me see. Okay, man, what's good, man?
It's all good, baby. Sorry, I've been coming in, man, but, you know, basketball season over with, so I'll be there with you now.
Okay, I ain't tripping on that. Janine, any last words, baby?
So I enjoyed the dating game. One day in the future, I guess I'll be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What you say, Bob? Check
that inbox. Check your inbox.
Check my inbox.
Hey, we will be inviting you. You got to check your inbox, though.
Okay.
You'll know what show you on. But we got
you. Okay.
Stephanie, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So how was it? You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun. So I hope it's more dating games in the future.
You're right.
I already got man, so I'm not speaking for me. You're right. And he's dealing with Nisco right now. So he's going to call me later.
All right, I'll say that.
That's cool. See? Time, we pulled it off. With the help of everybody. I gotta applaud everybody. Let me applaud everybody.
It can work, baby.
Right,
I do want to let everybody know. Oh, go ahead, man.
No, I was about to ask you. You had the last words.
I always got some last words, man. All right, we need everybody. We want everybody. Y'all talk to y'all people. Tell them all about Sin City. Because we're trying to build this thing. We want to build a dating game. We want to build a show as a whole. You know what I'm saying? So get the word out about Sin City. Cause y'all know how
okay.
we do. Y'all can tell them how we do, because y'all know.
Okay.
Put it out there.
Sounds good to be home.
Hold on. If y'all know any single men, tell them about the dating game. They can get on,
okay.
too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Y'all got some
so
brothers,
cousins. So
what
y'all gonna do? 1 week for females, 1 week for men, or something like that? Y'all gonna alternate?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we're going
to
switch up.
They ain't even got to be single. Go ahead.
You say what?
Hey.
They ain't got to be single. If that's how they get down, tell them to call the show. We'll hook them up.
You know our motto. Anything goes in Sin City.
Sin City, baby. We don't care.
Hey, hey, like I said, SinCity69.name.com. Hit us up. Make you a page. Hey,
69 what?
SinCity69.
Neem.com.
Okay.
Well, like I said, man, it was a good show. Hey, thank you, everybody. It's another successful show. Hopefully, we hear from everybody next week. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.